It is something that we've put together in response to the pandemic, which has had particularly devastating impact on artists. So we felt that something we could do right away is to work with artists to get them going, teaching remotely, and then to build this resource so that folks could take lessons during this time from these incredible masters.
Do you see this as more of a way to help artists struggling right now or help people who are home and want to learn something new?
My initial impulse was the artists themselves. But, you know, as it got going, that opened up as well as like, wow, you know what? What a great time. We're all cooped up here in the house, many of us. Wouldn't this be a good time for you to learn how to make homemade tortillas or finally play the banjo? So I think it's great for everyone.
Also joining us is Pat Jarrett. He's media specialist for the Virginia Folklife Program. Pat, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Chris.
So, Pat, if someone is interested in, you know, finding a class to take, what's the best way for someone to participate?
We have our own URL, trainartists.org. And if you go there, you'll see the listings. They're organized alphabetically, but there's a pretty robust search tool on that site. And you can just search for what you want, or you can just browse through all the entries. We have about 50 artists from around the world signed up. So there is plenty to look through on the site.
Yeah, there really is. I was kind of surprised when going through it today. It's like page after page after page of really interesting people.
Definitely. I'm blown away by the caliber of artists and the variety. It's really catching on. And I think it's pretty wonderful. You know, like the virus knows no bounds. It's kind of like this is spreading organically like that, too. That's a bad comparison. But hey, there we go.
I think it's beautiful. You know, a lot of the classes are music related. But the one that really sounded interesting to me was Luz Lopez, who teaches a specialized style of Mexican cooking.
Yes, she does. And in fact, on my lips as we speak are leftovers from my lesson last night. We made a wonderful chicken dish with Mexican rice, which I've eaten millions of times. I always said, how did they do that? And now I know.
Pat, do you have a favorite instructor through the list that you think sounds really interesting?
I just keep seeing friends of mine who are on here. people like Nate Leith, who's on there teaching fiddle, who I've played with before. He's an amazing fiddler and just mind-blowing. An amazing opportunity to get with this guy. And I see it's not just limited to Nate. I mean, I saw a bass player on there today from Nashville, Vicky Vaughn, that I said, maybe I can brush up on some of my upright bass licks. I think I might take a class from her if I can.
If I could just say something from the point of view as a parent, all of us are faced with suddenly becoming homeschool teachers. Any help we can get. And so my son, he started ukulele lessons, and then he takes piano with Charles Owens. And it really is a godsend for us.
How long do you anticipate this being part of the Folklife program? I mean, do you think this will continue when the virus is all over and we get back to normal?
I really do. Most evenings, I'm on Facebook Live watching concerts. And, you know, it occurred to me that I don't think when this is over that those are going to necessarily stop. I think it's going to become sort of part of the portfolio of what an artist does.
If I could jump in here, because, John, you just took the words right out of my mouth. Last night, I was on a Facebook Live with a friend of mine in Briary Branch, an artist by the name of Troutmouth. And he said, well, I might just keep doing this. This is a lot of fun. I get to hang out in my house and tell you stories right from here.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, if there's one thing that's come out of this pandemic, this has been one really cool thing. I watched Richard Thompson from his house do a live concert. Neil Sedaka has been posting videos every day with him behind the piano just singing his songs. It's been this really interesting look into these people's lives that we normally don't see.
It really is. The ability, I think, particularly for a lot of the older artists that we work with, to perform in their home is really, I think, something that has for many artists actually been a positive thing.
If there is an artist who wants to get involved with the Train program, how do they go about doing that?
It's very simple. You just get on the site and you'll see a button right there that said Become a Train Instructor.
Well, guys, I think this program, Train, from Virginia Folklife is really interesting. I was blown away by how much you already have up on the site, and I'm thinking about taking a class myself. So great job with this, guys. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for sharing and getting the word out. We appreciate it.
John Lohman and Pat Jarrett, both from the Virginia Folklife Program. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.